Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. My great friend Richie wants me to say it with enthusiasm. He wasn't convinced that yesterday I had enough enthusiasm. He said, you said, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. It should be The Root, The Root, The Root is on fire. All right, you happy now, Richie? All right, I've got a new commentary out, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Hey, NFL, why not start games with the Jewish national anthem? Did you hear the NFL is planning to play the black national anthem before each football game? This is the most bizarre, insulting, idiotic, ignorant, offensive, and most importantly, racist decision in the history of sports. First of all, I didn't even know there was a black national anthem. Did you? Silly me. I actually thought we were all Americans. I thought the one and only American national anthem was called the Star Spangled Banner. I thought that one national anthem brought together Americans of all colors, races, sexes, religions, cultures. I was clearly wrong. A national anthem for only one race of people sure sounds insulting, offensive, and racist to me. I'm glad it's not my race promoting such a divisive and intolerant idea. But as long as the NFL is playing this insulting game, I'm Jewish and I feel left out. I'm insulted. It's downright intolerant to leave my people out. Where is the diversity and inclusion in the NFL? Is the NFL creating a caste system? Is the NFL saying blacks are superior to Jews? More important than Jews? More important than any other race or culture? I can't be the only one feeling left out. Why isn't the NFL playing a white national anthem? A Hispanic national anthem? How about Christians, Muslims, and Hindus? How about my friends who are Italian-American, Irish-American, Polish-American, and Asian-American? Don't they all deserve recognition before NFL games? A recent NFL TV ad campaign reported the NFL is gay, the NFL's lesbian, the NFL's bisexual, the NFL's transgender. So where are their national anthems before games? Have I left anyone out? This is insanity. The pathetic, woke, politically correct NFL appears to be rooting for the breakup and tribalization of the USA. Will teams someday be based not on the city or state they're in, but from the gang, tribe, race, or religion they represent? Should we have NFL battles between Polish Americans and Italian Americans? Jews versus Christians? Or here's a guaranteed crowd pleaser. How about an NFL championship game between whites and blacks? I'm betting that would sell out in 15 minutes with seats selling for a fortune. The NFL would love that. Personally, I'm hoping for the NFL championship game between the San Francisco gays and the New York transgenders. I can't wait to see the cheerleaders. Don't laugh. That's exactly what all of this progressive racist madness is leading to. Why not start games with 100 national anthems? Let's just have a 3-hour pregame ceremony with flags and anthems for every group, race, and sex in America. Just like the opening ceremony of the Olympics, except before every NFL game. And you thought COVID produced empty stadiums. P.S. While you're busy adding a Jewish national anthem to every pregame show, it might be time for the NFL to address a burning social justice issue. Where are all the Jewish wide receivers? And Jewish running backs? And Jewish quarterbacks? It's finally time to address this civil rights issue of the 21st century. Why aren't there more Jews in the NFL? I think we need the NFL to step up. We need a Jewish lottery. It's time for affirmative action because my Jewish people are not being represented in the NFL. It's time for diversity, inclusion, and social justice. I want Morris Bernstein at wide receiver. Bye.
Bye. never saw this one coming. How will black players feel when white fans who are angry, offended, and insulted by this racist decision respond to the black national anthem by kneeling? Now that should make pregames interesting. Great job, NFL. The geniuses running the NFL just turned their games into angry, bitter, divided, emotional war zones. And that's before the kickoff. That's my new column coming out, syndicated nationwide by creators. It's titled, Hey NFL, Why Not Start Games with the Jewish National Anthem? I think I made some great points. It's all tongue-in-cheek. It's all funny. But it's so true. Why don't you just start the game with 1,000 national anthems representing every group in America? How do you just pick one group? How is it possible only black people get a national anthem before the NFL game to go with the American national anthem? So now there's two countries. There's America and there's black America. I didn't know that. Can you imagine if I suggested there be two countries, white America and America? Can you imagine if I suggested that? This is so bizarre. So I just thought it fit to say, well, why don't you have a Jewish national anthem? And why don't you address the burning civil rights issue of the 21st century? Why aren't there more Jews in the NFL? That's what we need, isn't it? We need to slow down the game. We got to slow down the NFL game and put some Jews at wide receiver. I mean, that will make for better television. You don't need slow motion anymore. Just put the camera on the Jewish wide receivers. They're running at 1 mile an hour. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. And feeling guilty about it. Exactly. The NFL needs some Jewish guilt. Oh, my God. What a country we're living in. It's unbelievable. You have no idea how bad things are going. This is a communist dictatorship at this moment running the United States of America. And there's nobody fighting it on the Republican side. There's nobody. There's just nobody. Here's a great example. This is the issue of the year. The Vikings today fired their offensive line coach, Rick Dennison, for not getting vaccinated. What has that got to do with football? So, literally, the NFL has become a communist dictatorship institution. And they've decided that vaccines are the end-all, even though I just wrote a commentary, literally, at the beginning of this week, that proves that we should suspend the vaccine nationwide. And you know what the average genius in charge of this country and the CDC and the WHO and Dr. Fauci and the Biden White House, they've all got their hands over their ears as Wayne Root screams facts from the VAERS reporting system that shows thousands are dying from the vaccine. And by the way, lots of people are dying of COVID after getting the vaccine. And lots of people, millions of people are going to get COVID who are vaccinated. And I prove that. And they've got their hands over their ears. They're going, na, 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 na. They're not listening to a word I say. They want to make believe it's not true. The vaccine works. No, it doesn't work. You're lying to yourselves. You're deluding yourselves. The vaccine's a massive failure. And physicians do no harm, right? The Hippocratic Oath. Physicians do no harm. It harms people. Not everyone, but lots of people have been and are being harmed by the vaccine. Some are dying. Some are very sick. Some are getting autoimmune disease. Some are getting shingles in their eyes and almost losing their eyesight like a friend of mine had happen after getting the vaccine. Many of them are getting autoimmune disease from this vaccine. But most importantly, if one person dies, you got to stop the vaccine. Something's wrong. If you killed a person who didn't have COVID with the vaccine, how is the vaccine working? How is the physician not harming people? So it needs to be suspended and investigated before you continue the vaccine. But they won't do that. There is such pressure now to get the vaccine, it's unbelievable. And sure enough, there's actually a conservative talk show host, Phil Valentine, who I know, I've been on his show as a guest many times. He has me as a guest on his show. Phil Valentine is in intensive care and could die from COVID. And so the liberals have made him the poster boy. He was all over the UK Daily Mail today. Conservative host who was skeptical about COVID and said, don't get the vaccine, is now on his deathbed. And he's told his brother to tell everyone, get the vaccine. I made a big mistake. Folks, I've told my fiance Cindy like 1,000 times in the last year. You know, this was off mic, it's a private conversation, but I'll tell you about it now. I've said, you know, if I ever get COVID and die, They will put me on the cover of every magazine in America and put me on the front of all the news in America, and they will say Wayne Root is the poster boy that proves you've got to be masked, we've got to be locked down for years at a time, and we've all got to be vaccinated because Wayne Root was against masks and against vaccines and against lockdowns, and oh my God, Wayne Root just died. I'll be the poster boy. And sure enough, Phil Valentine is the only conservative talk show host I know of in the entire America who at this moment is very sick with COVID and could die. And they're trying to use that as a reason to make you get vaccinated. It's starting to get ridiculous. You know, listen, it's possible Phil could die. It happens. He's 61 years old. Maybe he had immune problems. Maybe he had diabetes. Maybe he's obese. I've never seen him in my life. I've been a guest 20, 30 times on his show. I've never seen him. I don't know what he looks like. But I know this much. I know that all over America, there are people who said on Facebook and Twitter, I got my vaccine, I got my vaccine, and they dropped dead the next day. All over America. But that's never covered on the news. But let one conservative talk show say, I'm not sure about these vaccines, they're very questionable, I'm very worried, I wouldn't rush into it. He didn't say don't take it. He just said be careful, don't rush into it. If that guy dies, it's going to be the biggest story in America to scare every conservative into getting a vaccine that... Number one, is it working? And nobody's telling you that. People are getting COVID. Wait till we get back. I've got like 50 stories piled up of vaccinated people who have COVID, including tons of staffers at the White House, have COVID right now. And they're scared to tell you. So is it possible Wayne Root's going to get COVID? Yeah, I may get COVID. I've been around a ton of people lately with COVID. So I may get COVID. Does that mean every conservative has to get COVID? Because if someone who's unvaccinated gets COVID and gets sick, everyone has to now get COVID? How about all the people that got the COVID vaccine and died? Should we all not get the vaccine because of that? Whew. Our country's gone mad. No one's allowed to have an opinion different than the authorities. It's incredible.
I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. protection. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I mean, you know a lot of people have COVID right now, including some people very close to me. And I got to tell you who I blame. I blame Joe Biden. Don't you believe COVID was dead and gone and buried? And then in January, he becomes president and immediately opens the border. And literally, we're on pace for 2 million people to come in. Over 1 million have come in since January. And they're bringing with them every disease known to man, but in particular, COVID. Don't you think that's what's spreading COVID in this country? And that's what will take down the entire American economy and lock us down again is COVID? Are you kidding me? This SOB Biden is destroying our nation. And at the same time I say this, look what's in the news. Biden's DHS cancels 31 miles of border wall construction funded by Trump. This is evil. This is pure evil. Canceling border wall construction. Just let them all in. Let them all poison our country and spread disease and murder us all. This is crazy. What, if millions of people are coming in, you don't think they've got COVID? These are the poorest people in the world, with the poorest diets in the world. They don't exercise. They're not like America, we're all rich, we go to gyms. These people are fat and out of shape and starving, eating bad food. They don't take any vitamins. They've never had vaccines in their lives, talking about the COVID vaccine. They've never had smallpox. They've never had polio vaccine. They've never had anything. And they've all, because they're worn down from a long trip up the entire Mexico to try and get into America and the stress of trying to get in, and being around all the other thousands of people, they're around each other, and children with diarrhea through a virus and COVID. These people are bringing every disease and every illness known to man through our border and making us sick. And that's all Biden does. Let them all in. Let them all on in.
He's an old man with dementia, doesn't know what he's doing, and he's a puppet and an empty vessel, and Obama's the real president. He's just carpet bombing our nation, suicide bombing our nation. That's what Obama is. The new president is a suicide bomber in the White House. Wow, what a terrible situation. We're being destroyed from within. Suicide bomber from within. I mentioned this yesterday, if you didn't hear it, the only good news I've had in the last few days that I'm joining the Trump lawsuit against social media. I was interviewed by Team Trump. They personally handpicked me as a perfect guy who could be one of the leaders of the lawsuit. And after the interview, they came back the next day and said, you're in. So I'm joining Trump's lawsuit against social media censorship. Wayne Allyn will be right at the top. So at least that's a little bit of good news. But the question is, can you win that lawsuit when the courts are all corrupt and the courts are all bought and sold and paid for? This is the problem. Everybody's bought and sold and paid for. When I tell you that the vaccine is scary and that the vaccine is not great and that the VAERS government reporting system shows it's not good, well, guess what? All the executives at NBC, ABC, CBS, they will never say something bad about the vaccine because all of their ads, every other ad is a drug ad paid for by Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. So they can't say one negative word. But it's more than that. They all own stock in those companies. They've all got gigantic multi-million dollar stock portfolios. And those portfolios all have big pharma companies in them. And the same thing with Google and the top executives at Google and Facebook. They have billions of dollars tied up in the stock market and some of their favorite stocks are big pharma. They want the vaccines to go on. Vaccinate everybody. Make billions, maybe trillions of dollars. This whole thing is a gigantic conflict of interest and a gigantic scam. And, you know, my friend Joe just texted me in the middle of the show. You heard a ding. That was Joe. He said there's an outbreak of monkeypox in many states, including where he lives in Ohio. And he says the open border and the movement of immigrants are the likely reasons. Of course. Where on earth would any American get monkeypox? Yeah, first case was in Dallas. Where do you think it came from? It came from Mexico. It came from El Salvador. It came from Guatemala. It came from whatever the hell else is down there. I can't even think. The entire Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras is the other one. It came from Honduras. That's where you get monkeypox. Maybe it came from Venezuela. My God, they're bringing every disease known to man into the United States. Monkeypox. You think COVID's bad? Did you see the pictures of what someone's skin looks like who gets monkeypox? Oh, my God, is that disgusting. Oh, my gosh. All right, look, when we get back, I'll take calls. The country's going down in a ball of flame with a Hindenburg. 833-WAR-TALK. We're the only ones who could stop it. You are the heroes. We have got to stop it. We've got to have a plan to stop the madmen. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Toll free from every state in the United States. We'll take your calls.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris is making voting rights her top public focus, elevating a long-shot battle as she seeks to more clearly define her role and stake out high-value territory within the Biden administration.
And guaranteeing the right to vote, ensuring every vote is counted, has always been the most patriotic thing we can do.
The assignment also presents another political challenge for Harris, as voting rights legislation currently has little hope of advancing on Capitol Hill. On Saturday, it will be 1 month since the Surfside condo collapse, and the family of Estelle Hedaya tells CNN she is the final victim that authorities have yet to find and identify. Authorities have identified 97 victims, including 96 who were recovered from the collapse site and one who died in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, lots of people have COVID with vaccines in the White House. Absolutely, they're hiding, they're scared. So many people... But it doesn't work against the Delta variant. I said this from day one. They're scamming you. It's a joke. The more people get sick, the more they scream and yell, you've got to get a vaccine. Well, people are getting the vaccine, and they're getting COVID. And while they're getting sick from the vaccine, too. Even Bill Maher knows that. Before I get into that news, let me get to Sons of Liberty CBD. Because I love to work out hard every day. Today I had my sports podcast called Crush House. You can find my sports podcast, by the way, crushhouse.com. And so I had to do the podcast at 9 o'clock this morning. So I had to get up at 5 and work out from 6 to 7:30. So I worked out 90 minutes this morning from 6 in the morning on. And when you're 60 years old and you work out hard, which you have to look good and feel good and hopefully stay strong and stay healthy and keep your immune system strong, you get aches and pains. Well, I don't get them anymore. Honest to God truth. Honest to God truth. I have no aches and I have no pains because of Sons of Liberty CBD. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American grown and made. It's real. It's mainstream and it works. I learned about it from my buddy Jay Schrader, who was on the show yesterday, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback and Redskins quarterback. And he said, you're in great shape, Wayne, but you don't need the pain. Get rid of the pain. Just go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. Put the roll-on on, and I do, and there's no more pain. And you can get up to 25% off of every product you buy if you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn-Root. WAR15 at checkout, up to 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com, WAR15, and get up to 25% off, sonsoflibertycbd.com. So there's an article out. Bill Maher slams Google and Facebook for censoring content that doesn't align with the government. You know, this is what I expected from liberals. Liberals used to hate government in the 1960s. What did liberals say? Never trust anyone over the age of 30. And never trust anyone over the age of 30 who works for government. And all of a sudden, everything government says is okay with liberals. And thank God lately, Bill Maher is becoming more and more conservative. Bill Maher said in a video on Real Time, it's outrageous that social media platforms are censoring content on ivermectin, an anti-parasitic drug proven effective to treat COVID. Maher also criticized social media censorship of content that suggested that the COVID virus escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. Maher referenced comments by Google's head of health division, David Feinberg, who told a Wall Street Journal reporter in June that Google doesn't autofill searches for coronavirus lab leak because it doesn't want to lead people down pathways to information that is not authoritative. Feinberg says Google wants users to see information from authorities like the CDC and the WHO. You know, the groups that have lied about everything since the day COVID began. That's who I'm checking in on, said Maher. The WHO has been corrupt about a lot of, I'll use the word crap, he said another word. The CDC has been wrong about a lot of crap. Bill Maher is saying this. The CDC and the WHO are wrong and corrupt about everything. For 4 months, Facebook banned all posts about the COVID lab leak theory, Maher said. It's outrageous. I can't look this information up, he fumed. And now they're doing it about this drug, ivermectin. Maher rejected the idea that YouTube can decide what information users see about COVID treatments, including ivermectin. It's just so outrageous. And do you ever think, why are they trying to stop you from finding out about ivermectin? They want you to die? They want you to go in the hospital? They want you to get long COVID and be suffering forever? What makes them want to censor the information about a drug that works? And so typed into Google this second while I'm sitting here right now, or I say while I'm standing here because I never. Do you know that I don't sit during my show? I stand the whole 3 hours, keep my energy up. So I typed ivermectin into Google just like I did in my car the other day, and I got the same response. The number one thing at the top of the page: why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID, and who puts it out?
The FDA. What a bunch of scam artists. Oh, my God. That's the first thing you see is ivermectin doesn't work. Can you imagine what bullspit this is? Liars. Liars. It's hard to believe that these people are this evil, that they want people to die and not have any options. Don't forget, when it comes to abortion, you should have all the choice in the world, all the options in the world. Kill that baby. Murder that baby. Deform that baby. Crush his skull. But when you want an option to save your life from COVID, no. When you want an option to not put a poison shot into your arm that could kill you or give you disease for the rest of your life or shingles in your eyes, no, that's not allowed. You're not even allowed to look up information. And then here's another one from the WHO right at the top of the page. WHO, World Health Organization, advises that ivermectin only be used to treat COVID-19 within clinical trials. What? Do you have any friends I've got that used ivermectin and beat COVID with ivermectin? Why are you lying to people? What's the matter with you? The question becomes, see, if I tell you that these people are Dr. Evil and their goal is to mass murder to reduce the world's population, to mass murder billions of people, you'd say, I'm crazy and I've got an antenna in my head. I'm a conspiracy theory nutcase. So I'm going to be really nice, and I'm going to tell you that's not what I believe. I'm going to be very nice to these people and very fair. I believe they're all the greediest mother truckers in the world, and they want to get rich, and they don't care how many people have to die for them to get rich. I don't think they're trying to mass murder the entire world or reduce the world's population. I think that would be too evil to assign to them. I think, number one, most of them are communists and globalists, and they hate America, and they hate American exceptionalism, and they hate how great all of us do in America, and they want to take us down. And number two, I think they want to be the rich, powerful people that control the world, and they want to make lots of money off these vaccines. So they do not want you to know about any antidote at all that might help you to beat COVID. They want only the vaccine to be your only choice. And that's why I read the other day the FDA is going to try, they're trying, they've tried for 30 years to ban vitamins or clamp down on vitamins or make vitamins prescription only. And thank God, not only do conservatives love vitamins, but liberals love vitamins. You look in Whole Foods or Sprouts, I'd say it's half-half, maybe even 60% liberal. Matter of fact, sometimes I go in Whole Foods and everyone's got a mask on. Sometimes I go in Sprouts, everyone's got a mask on. You know those are liberals. I've been shopping for months without a mask. I don't wear a mask. So those are all liberals, and they all buy their vitamins at Whole Foods or Sprouts. So it's good because you can rally both conservatives and liberals to tell the FDA to go F themselves. That's what the F must stand for, an FDA. Go F yourself, you scumbags, jerk-offs. That's what you are. Disgusting human beings. I don't know if you want to mass murder the world. I'm going to guess you don't. I'm going to guess you just want to be rich. You're greedy, horrible people, and you can never patent a vitamin. So no matter how good colloidal silver is, or nutritional supplement, no matter how good colloidal silver is, no matter how good ionic silver is, no matter how good probiotics are, no matter how good vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc are, no matter how good kyolic garlic is, and those are all the things I take in mega doses, and I've been around nonstop people with COVID, and I've never gotten it, thank God. Thank God. Knock on wood. Up till now. Doesn't mean you'll never get it. Doesn't mean I'm never going to be sick. But in 6 years on the radio, I've never even had a sniffle. You're all a witness. Never missed a minute due to being sick. So they want to make sure that you can't have any of those things that I take or that you don't know about them. You can't look them up because if you find good information that they protect you and provide a protective barrier and build up your immune system, guess what? They ban it. They don't want you to say it. They don't want you to make money off vitamins. They don't want you to take vitamins and get healthy off vitamins. They want you to be sick and depend on their drugs and their vaccines that don't work. And believe me when I tell you, it doesn't work. My God, there's so many people sick. And you know what's funny? I have a liberal friend, and he just texts me all day long. All day long, he wants to prove to me that I'm wrong and he's right. And so for days, I've been telling him, you're wrong. Everybody getting the vaccine is getting sick. And he kept being in denial. You're wrong. You're lying. It's not true. It's only unvaccinated people getting it. And finally, I sent him an article that proves even everyone in the White House is getting COVID. And even all these Democrat congressmen are getting COVID. And even all these Democrat legislators from Texas are getting COVID. And these Olympic athletes are getting COVID. And the Stanford students are getting COVID. And in every single case, they're vaccinated. And finally, he gives up and he sends back a note to me and he says, yeah, okay, so vaccinated people are all getting COVID, but they're not going to die. You're the ones that are going to die. So, see, then they switch the lie to another bull spit story, another fairy tale, that the only people dying are the unvaccinated. Yeah, I'm sure. They're dying. Oh, they're dying by the millions. You know, even the people that died in America in the first round of COVID, none of them had to die if you told them about hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak or ivermectin. That's all you had to do is tell them about that, and you could have saved 90% of those people, says Dr. Zelenko, Vladimir Zelenko, who saved, he treated 6,000 Orthodox Jews and saved the lives of 5,997. Three died out of 6,000. And he used the vitamins I use, and he used hydroxychloroquine plus Z-Plex plus zinc primarily. And he saved their lives. And I'm telling you, I can repeat the same thing to you. You can save your life too. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I only pass along what other doctors tell me. Ivermectin, they say, is the new gold standard. And then you go to Google, and it says, don't go near it. Don't go near it. Who says it? The FDA. And then the FDA says, take vaccines, even though thousands are dead and hundreds of thousands injured. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. And you know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, a little housekeeping. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website, RootForAmerica.com. Parler is where you can find all my opinions, at Real Wayne Root. Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com. It's the new Twitter for conservatives, and hopefully there'll be many more options in the next couple months. Donald Trump's supposed to be opening up his own version of Parler / Twitter / Facebook. And my War Raw Daily podcast, I've got the weekend one up right now, available at iHeartRadio and many other places, Spotify, Google, Amazon, etc., etc. You know, in the midst of all of this talk about COVID and the vaccine and all the problems going on, we kind of have overlooked the real big issue in America today, which is crime. Mass shooting is on course for a record year as the U.S. transforms into a violent mess. And I keep telling you, in Las Vegas, where I live, it's a violent mess. And not only homicides through the roof in Las Vegas, but the burglaries. Oh, my gosh, there's so many people driving around robbing people and burglarizing people and armed robberies and carjackings and breaking into cars. It's just, it's unbelievable. We're being overwhelmed. And this is happening all over the United States. Vegas is minor compared to L.A. or New York or Baltimore or Detroit or Chicago. But to date, the number of mass shootings in the U.S. 21% higher than the same period in 2020, which is 30% higher than the previous high. The U.S. has recorded 375 mass shootings in 41 different states in Washington, D.C. in the first 200 days of the year. Putting that in perspective, the country had 310 by this date last year. Compared with the last several years, mass shootings are way, way, way up. And it's a combination of defunding the police and the relaxation of petty crimes by liberal-run metro areas. That's what's killing us. Oh, and don't forget open borders. They didn't mention that. Open borders. You're letting in the world's criminals. It's scary stuff going on. And who's involved with all these mass shootings? Massshootings.info shows those who have been charged, convicted, or wanted for violent crimes in connection by the year. 53% of mass shootings have no known suspect. Wow. They don't have any idea who it is. They haven't even caught anybody. They don't even have a suspect. But it's showing me a picture. This much I could tell you, by the way. And I never worry about race. I really don't. I really don't, but I have to mention it this time because liberals claim that every mass shooting is like a white guy, a white postal worker. And here's the photos. I'm looking at the photos on the website of the mass shootings, mass shooters that have been caught this year, and almost every one of them is either black or brown skin. It's not because I'm racist. I'm just stating facts. I'm looking at every picture. It's black, dark skin, looks like probably an illegal alien, probably from Mexico or Central America. Very few white faces. What they consider mass shootings, liberals, is when some guy at the post office with a gun shoots 10 people. But what these guys are constituting as mass shootings is anybody who shoots two or more people. And every day on the streets of Chicago and Baltimore and Memphis and Detroit and Oakland and all these majority cities, there's people blowing away two and three people at the same time. Just like I looked at the New York Post moments ago in Long Island, New York. There was a home invasion today in the middle of broad daylight, and they think it's drug-related, and they invaded a home, and they murdered three people and left a one-year-old baby by himself. He's lost both of his parents, and I don't know who the third person was, but they gunned them all down. That's a mass murder, right? And those mass murders are not white people. So liberals who say, oh, white people are always mass murdering people, it's not true. Mass murder is defined as anything two or more, and those crimes are committed by whoever commits them. I don't care if you're white or black. If you kill me, you think I care if you're white or black? I only care that I'm dead or someone I love is dead. But it's just a lie to say mass murderers are white people. It's not true. Not true. Cyber Ninja's Doug Logan has been talking about Maricopa's missing 74,000 ballots. He's the CEO of Cyber Ninjas. He's confirmed 74,000 EV33 forms for ballots received by Maricopa County did not have matching EV32s, implying they had not been sent. Implying they've not been sent. This means there was no record of these ballots ever being sent out to voters, but they all were counted for Biden. I guarantee you 100% for Biden. They stole this election. Anybody who says otherwise has their head in the sand. It's really, truly amazing. Despite the clear evidence existing of the discrepancy between EV33 forms and their matching EV32s, many mainstream news outlets are continuing to downplay the potential ramifications. Wow. It's really amazing. The media is just so bad. But I just want to read you a couple of these stories about the vaccine. Oh, we only got a minute to go. All right, so let me finish with one story. So the football players, they all love to kneel, right? They want to sing the Black National Anthem before the game. They want to kneel for the American National Anthem. And a court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, has ruled that kneeling in prayer at a football game is illegal. It's okay to kneel for Black Lives Matter. It's okay to kneel for the national anthem. But a high school football coach is not allowed to kneel in prayer, according to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Can you imagine? Now they're appealing to the Supreme Court. Coach Joe Kennedy, a Marine veteran, represented by the First Liberty Institute. It's just amazing. The court says you don't have a right to kneel in prayer. But you can kneel for Black Lives Matter. You can kneel against our flag and our national anthem. Wayne Allyn Root, try and have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. I'm here to entertain you 7 days a week and tell you the truth, raw truth. Have a great weekend.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.